What a win and what a pitching performance by the San Diego Padres tonight. Yu Darvish, 8 scoreless innings. Josh Hader shuts the door in the 9th inning, picking up his 3rd save as a San Diego Padres. The Padres go on to win it by a final of 2-0 in Seattle. Welcome into our post-game show on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you in our Padres Radio Network 97.3 The Fan Studios. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday night. A big-time win for the San Diego Padres as they take the opener of this mini two-game series in Seattle, a combined 3-hitter between Yu Darvish and Josh Hader. And what more can you say about Yu Darvish, how he was tonight? 8 scoreless innings, 2 hits given up, at one point retires 16 straight batters, no walks, 7 strikeouts, 94 pitches. And if you thought to yourself when Hader was coming in, well, why isn't you going back out there? Well, that's why you got to trust Bob Melvin at times, and Bob Melvin pushed the right buttons in the 9th inning, went to Josh Hader, and Hader shut the door. There was a reason the Padres acquired Josh Hader at the trade deadline. It was to get big 3 outs like he did tonight in a 2-0 game, and he did exactly that. Stranded the tying run at the plate, striking out Ty France to end the game, and the Padres win it 2-0 over Seattle. A lot to do in our post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network. We'll have Bob Melvin's thoughts coming up from Seattle in just a bit. Hopefully have some sound from the clubhouse as well. Plus, we'll have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, our player of the game, all the highlights coming up as well. We will take your phone calls coming up later on our post-game show. The phone number to call, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. The phone number to call on a really memorable night in Seattle. This was a big win for the Padres and the finest pitching performance they've had all season from Yu Darvish, who goes 8 shutout innings again on just 94 pitches. A lot to break down, a lot to talk about. Let's get to it with our game highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with today's game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
A really good pitching matchup here in Game 1 of this series between Yu Darvish and Logan Gilbert. They matched zeros for the first 3 innings. Gilbert had allowed just 1 hit. Darvish, the same. In the top half of the 4th inning, after Darvish and Gilbert went 3 scoreless innings apiece, Jake Cronenworth reached on a 1-out single. With 2 outs in the inning, it was Will Myers.
First pitch on the way. Myers hits it hard over the third baseman Suarez and down the left field line. Cronenworth's rounding second on his way to third. Winker picks it up, spins and fires. Jake's on his way. Crawford cannot make a relay. He loses the baseball, and Cronenworth comes in to score all the way from first base. Myers standing at second, and the Padres take a 1-0 lead here in the fourth.
A big RBI double for Will Myers, RBI number 31 on the season. Darvish needed just 6 pitches to get through the bottom half of the 4th inning. The score would stay glued at 1-0. Logan Gilbert got through 5 innings and just the 1 run allowed. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish was outstanding. He retired 16 straight batters from the final out of the 1st inning through the end of the 6th inning. Darvish was 72 pitches in through 6 shutout frames. Matthew Festa and Matt Brash combined for a scoreless top of the 7th inning. In the bottom half, Ty France started the inning with a single. Darvish bounced back to strike out Eugenio Suarez. Carlos Santana was next.
As Darvish would love a ground ball at somebody. Runner on first, one away in a 1-0 game. A ground ball at somebody. It's Cronenworth to second one. Kim to first in time and a double play to end the inning.
Darvish had 7 shutout innings on just 83 pitches. In the 8th inning, the Padres got a 1-out double from Josh Bell. Then Jake Cronenworth hit a comebacker to Brash that he bobbled. Pinch runner Luis Liberato went to third. Cronenworth was safe at first base. But the Padres couldn't get the run in. Ha-Seong Kim bunted out on a 2-1 pitch. Not a great bunt by Kim. He was thrown out at first as Cronenworth went to second. Liberato didn't try for home. Will Myers then struck out. The Padres left 2 stranded in that 8th inning. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish pitched a 1-2-3 8th inning. He was 94 pitches in, 8 scoreless innings. Padres again threatened in the 9th inning against Paul Sewald. Austin Nola singled with 1 out. Jerkson Profar singled, and the ball was kicked in center by Julio Rodriguez. That allowed Nola to go to third. That was significant because Juan Soto brought Nola home with a ground out back to the mound. RBI for Soto. Padres had a 2-0 lead. If you thought Darvish would return for the bottom half of the ninth inning, you probably weren't alone. But Bob Melvin went to Josh Hader out of the Padres bullpen with three outs to get. Hader struck out Sam Haggerty. He struck out J.P. Crawford. Two outs, nobody on. Then Julio Rodriguez singled through the right side. The tying run stepped to the plate in former Padre Ty France. It was a battle. France fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch. But on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, Hader did this.
Hader ready. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. And on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, Hader strikes out Ty France to win the game. And he and Darvish combine on a three-hitter as the Padres shut out the Mariners 2-0 here in front of a raucous crowd in Seattle.
Josh Hader picking up his third save as a Padre, number 32 on the season. Yu Darvish picking up his 14th win of the year as he improves to 14-7. And the Padres get a very, very good 2-0 win.